hearing is a conditional use number 2501, Jose Luis Vivar.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscape business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 5.04 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Macaulay's Chapel Road, which is Sussex County Route 213, approximately 510 feet south of Deer Forest Road, which is Sussex County Route 565. The 911 address is 18206 Macaulay's Chapel Road, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 5, Parcel 100.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of a letter received as part of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. And I would note that we have received one letter in opposition. Thank you.
All right, sir. And do we have someone representing this application? All right, sir, come on up. You may have the floor. Okay. For the record, if you would give us your name, please.
My name is Jose Luis Vivar.
Okay, very good. You've heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
No, we just want to get this place so we can do our landscaping business and just to park cars and keep some material, that's it.
Okay, right. Tell you what, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you.
We'll
start with Ms. Wingate.
So what exactly are you planning to do there? Just have vehicles parked there?
Yeah, vehicles and then also the materials that are—
What type of material?
Like pavers. We are—
Okay.
Because we do pavers as a main landscaping business.
No tree debris and no grinding of tree debris?
No. I mean, we sometimes we like trees that we cut, we take it to the county, to the landfill.
You take it to the landfill, so yes. It wouldn't be any type of storage like that?
Anything we got there, we always try to keep clean and trying to make everything good.
Okay. You'll have separate containers for whatever, if you're storing stone?
No, we don't keep like a lot of materials like stones or sand. Or we don't keep it there.
So for the landscaping business, what exactly do you do?
Do we do pavers? We do also like decks.
Decks?
Yes.
Okay. So would you have building products that you're going to be storing on site as well?
No. It's just going to be employees, and that's it. We don't going to get any customers.
Okay. How many employees?
Right now, we got like 9.
Is that what you would expect to have on site at this?
No, I mean, if the company grows more, it's going to be more employees.
Okay. Looking at the site plan that's in the packet, where would you intend to have the employee parking? Because you've got right now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So we have this paper here that that we have. Can bring it to you?
Yeah, and it might be the same one that we're putting on the screen, too.
This shows where it's
That's the one I'm looking at. And you've got 6 parking places that you're showing. So
yeah.
That's going to be the maximum number of cars that are going to be there, correct?
Probably it's going to be more, like I say, if the company grows more, probably it's going to put more if the county allows us to do that.
Okay.
If your application is approved, you will have to submit a site plan. The site plan will need to show the number of spaces that you actually intend to have. In other words, your testimony is that you have 9 employees, you only have 6 parking spaces. That's not enough.
Yeah. So some of these employees, they come together in one car. So.
Yeah.
And that's fine. What we're trying to avoid is having cars scattered all over the lot.
We want the cars to be in an orderly fashion.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever we have to do, we.
Okay. So what are your hours that you would be working out of this?
So from 7 in the morning to 6.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Yes.
And do you also do any snow removal with your landscape business?
Yes.
So it would be as needed throughout the week as required?
Yes, because sometimes, yesterday was a lot of snow and we was, it's snowing, snowplow all night long. You know?
So in addition to the cars that would be parked here, do you have equipment that you're going to be storing here?
Yes.
And would that be put inside?
Inside the...
The building?
Building, yes. Everything's going to be inside a building.
Okay. Doing any maintenance on the equipment?
Yes, in the maintenance, but everything is going to be inside the building, any maintenance.
Okay, and then so you do have proper disposal for any oils or...
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to get everything together to make sure everything is fine, everything is good.
Okay, all right, that's all I have for now.
Mr. Mears?
Just one, will you be using a forklift on site to load and unload pallets of pavers and stone?
Yes, we have some mini skids and that we use for load.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Collins?
Are you planning to have some sort of landscaping or fence around the property to screen some of this from your neighbors?
Yes, if this requires to do that, we will do that.
Thank you. I don't have any other questions.
Butler?
No questions, sir.
Okay, Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
Staff, anything? Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
All right, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby.
Right, thank you.
Anyone here that has an interest in your application? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2501, Jose Luis Vivar? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2501? Yes, sir. Come on up. Come on up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Good afternoon, and thank you all for being here. My name is Mark Givens. I live at 18180 Macaulay's Chapel Road, Georgetown, Delaware. I'm right next door. Right there. Yes.
Okay. Right.
And if you can bring that schematic back up that was there before.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. To be quite honest, there's probably five vehicles parked down here, and there's vehicles parked all over the place. There's a building here. There's four or five trucks with or without trailers parked here. And there's snow plows parked here and here. So they're not inside the building. Okay. And this building that is right there, the 24 by 60, was constructed without any permits, without any inspections. And they were given a notice of violation of that. And after giving a notice of violation, knowing that they were wrong to begin with, they added on 32 more feet and was written up for that. So at given time, there's 10 to 15 vehicles on site, whether it be employees, work vehicles, or what have you. And there are, I have pictures of some of their vehicles. I have pictures of some of the stuff they have stored outside.
If you have that information, you want to share it with us, you would hand it up to our director, okay, and he'll make sure.
Here's the pictures. Complete their job, it could be sometimes 8-9 o'clock at night. They come and whatever debris that they collected during their job that day, they come back to that property and dump it out. I mean, there's banging, loud noises, and I'm just, what's going on there is really dramatically affecting the value of my property. It's an eyesore. I wish you all could visualize or see what we see. It's disturbing. And these people continue to
build projects on that property without permits and have been written up many different times for it.
Is this a fact, Mr. Whitehouse?
Correct. This is a violations case, and constables did investigate and found building code and P&Z violations. This application is a result of that investigation.
Okay. So there were multiple violations. Okay.
And it just to make a long story short, this is my summation, is that their defiance towards county officials, the constables or whatnot, and their defiance of the county code and regulations, me as a longtime resident of Sussex County, I was born and raised here. I've lived at that address for over 30 years, and have never, ever seen anything like this close by me. So, if you allow this, there's no telling what's next. Their repeated violations would send a message of non-compliance. That would send a message that non-compliance is tolerable, and undermining the integrity of Sussex County regulatory framework. And I'm the one that sent the message. Do you have any questions of me?
Anyone have any questions?
No, thank you, sir. No, okay, well, we appreciate your testimony.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Good afternoon. My name is Robert Nauman. I live at 18302 Deer Forest Road. My property, we share 382 feet of side property line on his property. That's us right there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mr. Guevara, I am pro-business.
Sir, you need to direct your comments to us.
Mr. Wheatley, I am pro-business.
Okay.
I have no problem with anybody doing anything, as long as they're not disturbing the neighborhood, the neighborhood is kept peaceful, and he's just...
While we have this process...
I don't understand what's going on here. I looked up the records. The property owner is Maria Ramirez, and Mr. Vivar is not listed as an owner. Just something I'm throwing out there. The AR1 is the zoning for that property. A property is presently being used as a construction company. And it's been used like that for a while. And I was really shocked to hear about this. I just heard about this a couple hours before this meeting. I didn't get a letter from the county. I would think that somebody sent me a letter because I'm an adjoining property. They want to basically rezone this as a commercial property, even though it's a conditional use thing. But the property is presently being used as a construction company. It has many vehicles. Many vehicles there. They're white vans, white trucks, typical subcontractor, landscape, type vehicles. Right now there's activity and noise with the construction company. I did construction too. I know it's going to be like that. My concern is with the landscape company, and you start building that company like he's talking about, you have residential property on the left side of him, you have a residential property on the right side, you have a residential property behind. That affects every one of us. We've also had a severe rat infestation problem with farm animals from that property. A landscaping company is only going to put more materials down there that rats like to nest in. It's a huge concern with me and my family. This past year, the rat population is off the charts. They run through my yard. I've lived there for 15 years. I've never had a problem like that before the farm animals came. And I realize everybody's got a right to do whatever it is that they want to do on their property, but it starts affecting other people. That's something a little different. I'm thinking a landscape company is it's only going to bring just more chaos, you know, from that aspect. The rodent infestation. There's going to be more material waste, noise from the equipment, foot vehicle traffic. I didn't hear anything about whether it's going to be a retail operation. Are they going to put lights on the property? Because all this is my house sits back on the lot.
Understand.
All this is like the front of my house. It's almost like putting a car dealership up, if you know what I mean. So something that wasn't there before, wasn't intended to be a commercial business. The back side of that is Redden Forest. So it's state-owned land. I don't see how this serves with the zoning being like it is. It doesn't benefit the community. It doesn't benefit the adjacent neighbors or anything like that. And it detracts from the quality of life. I get the smells, and I know it's agricultural, but the smells are horrendous in the summertime that comes off the back of that. I don't know what else they would even put back there. So it detracts from the quality of life and the property value. If I wanted to sell my property, I can promise you, it used to be private and it used to be quiet. It's not like that anymore. And it just detracts from the property values and the peace.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, just on the noticing comment that came up. So when we noticed the adjoining properties in the month of December, a postcard notification was sent out to Mr. and Mrs. Newman at 18302 Deer Forest Road. It would have looked like this, and there is nothing in the file that has come back from the post office to say it was not delivered, and that is the post office's usual practice. So if it was not delivered, then it was very unusual for us not to receive.
Well, we never received a notice. What? And Mark, the gentleman just here before, he never received a notice either. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Understood, sir. I can confirm they were sent, and they would have looked like this.
That's very odd, because we're usually quite diligent about sending them. We can't control what happens to it after we drop it in the post office box. But
no, I understand.
They were sent. The important thing is that you're here, that you did find out about it, and I'm sorry you found out at the last minute, and we'll certainly take that into consideration in your testimony. So, and typically there is also a sign posted on the property that I think now is an 18 by 24 sign, so it's of a reasonable size, but you know, every now and then, you know, the cards don't show up. And sometimes they get mistaken for junk mail. You don't realize what it is. But anyway, we're sorry that you didn't get notified in a manner that was acceptable to you. But you made it here. So, you know, you're here.
And again, I have nothing personal against my neighbors.
Of course not.
I want them to be successful in their business. I just don't want them disrupting the neighborhood, which is what I see happening.
Understood. That's why we have zoning.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
Can I ask a clarification?
I have a question.
You got a question? I'm sorry.
I wanted to ask a clarification. Not of the gentleman, but remind me, in AR1, I could put a hog farm up by right?
In terms of agriculture, yes.
Animals are not, that's not a violation. I mean, they're allowed to do that as distasteful as it can be sometimes.
I do have a question also for the applicant. If you could come up. That's a question I forgot to ask about any retail sales. Are you planning on doing any retail sales?
No.
Okay, no, just what you're going to be using on the job when you're taking it out.
Yes, just go, employee's going to be there in the morning, go to work, and then come back, just parking the cars.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, all right, thank
you. And also, some of these pictures, it was taken during the week, because sometimes during the week, we can lay sometimes, and we just put everything there, and then by the weekend, we clean everything out and make sure everything is nice and clean.
But so, if we put conditions on it that there is no outside storage, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is.
If any condition you put, we're trying to make, I don't want to any problem with any neighbors.
We're getting into the area of rebuttal here. So
any condition you put, we follow the condition. That's why I'm here.
All right, thank you. Okay. All right, sir, come on up.
Good afternoon. My name's Bill Argo. I live on McCauley Chapel Road. I was one of the, I've lived there 40 years. I was one of the first ones that bought a lot, Keller Acres. I bought it as a residential, and I would say in the last 5 or 6 years, there's been a lot of things going on that aren't residential, or what I would call residential. They're next door. My lot is number 9, which is about a quarter mile away. Recently, another violator was shut down by the county. He was a landscaper. His junk is still all there. It would take 5 dump trucks to haul it away, what's there. So it's, like was mentioned before, it's an eyesore, only on a different property, on the same road in the same Keller Acres. My opposition is that if these lots were zoned for residential originally, I don't think we need commercial. And it's, and there's like probably 3 commercial operations have been going on there in the last year. Somebody mentioned animals. I don't own any animals, but I've had donkeys, emus, chickens, and ducks. I know you mentioned that's, there's no restrictions on that, I'm just saying. I'm even going to the expense, I'm putting up a fence of my own to keep all this other out. So that's my opposition. If you can understand what my opposition is, it's, I don't think we need the commercial operations going on in our neighborhood that is residential.
All right, thank you.
Has anybody got any questions?
I do have one. You're mentioning Keller Acres, so is there any kind of homeowners association? Is it a development?
There's Keller never Acres? Been any homeowners association organized.
Okay.
There was, on these deeds were, had stipulations and things that you could and could not do. Now, don't ask me any questions about what those were. I don't know at this time. I didn't bring any of that information with me. But there was, things that you couldn't do, just like any other property that you own.
Okay, sir. All right, thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Nope, one trip to a customer, sorry. One trip to a customer, but this lady is more than welcome to come up and say whatever she'd like, because it's her first trip.
Thank you. My name is Billy Gibbons.
Okay.
I live at 18180 McCauley Chapel Road.
Place that guy over there lives.
That is, but I don't claim him.
No. The squatter? Is he squatting on your property?
Yeah, that's what it is. I love my property. It sits right on the corner. It used to be very quiet, very green, very peaceful. I loved it. I lived in town, in Georgetown, and I wanted to move out to the country. So 30 years ago, I moved to the country, and I loved it, and I still do. The problem is we had a lady that lived next door to us for the past 30 years that passed away. And her sons wind up selling the property. And I thought it was going to be wonderful. Our property has already gone down tremendously in value. It's not going to be good what comes out of it. If he wants to have a business, God love him. Let him go to a commercial area and have a business, not next door to my house. I just think that it is so wonderful that people have the opportunity to expand and do what they want to, and I understand that. But we have so little land left that we can actually call our own anymore because it's just going like wildfire. So I'm asking you to please not let it go any further. It's just, it's at the point where if it does, I'm going to have to wind up selling my house that I have always loved. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm just asking you to consider it. Thank you.
You're not from the South.
Oh, can you believe I've lived here 30 years?
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Okay. Sir.
No? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day.